بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون صدق الله العظيم. Steadfastness, that is istiqama. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, indeed those people who proclaimed that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is their Rabb and remain steadfast thereafter, angels will descend upon them at the time of their death, saying to them, do not fear, do not grieve, and receive glad tidings of Jannah that have been promised to you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, which means remain steadfast as you have been commanded, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of istiqama. Istiqama, which is known as steadfastness, means that one should be steadfast upon the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Istiqama also means that all one's affairs should be governed by the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and one should remain in that framework with perseverance. No condition should deter one from staying on track. It is narrated that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, istiqama means that one should be steadfast in upkeeping all the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and abstaining from all Allah's prohibitions. Here ulama state that istiqama is a concise word, but its implications are far-reaching as it encompasses every aspect of Sharia. It demands that a person's behavior should be consistent with the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in conditions of ease and comfort. The most difficult task, the most difficult thing to accomplish in life is istiqama. It is for this reason that the legitimate Sufis declare that istiqama is superior to supernatural feats, which is known as karama. A person that perseveres in fulfilling the injunctions of Islam all his life, even though he did not perform any karama, is indeed a true friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.